Dreamscape presents The Art of Avoiding Your Werewolf by Lola Glass. Narrated by Amelia Bauer and Nick Mondelli.
1. Love. I sipped my glass of water, watching two couples swing dance in the corner of the rustic bar. The purposefully scuffed jukebox was playing the newest country song, something about sex in the back of a truck, and my stomach growled mercilessly. Was I hungry for truck sex? Not even a little. Okay, maybe a little. But what I really wanted was blood, which in Wildwood was hard to come by. The werewolves ran the city. While I could technically fit in with them, it would raise some major red flags if I popped my fangs out around them. My best friend Tori and I made a run to another city when we needed to buy blood bags. They were insanely expensive, so we were barely drinking enough to survive. If it was safe to live in another city, we would have stayed. Living was cheaper there, and the few jobs we qualified for paid better. But it wasn't safe for us, so Wildwood won. Hunger did too. "Can I grab you something else?" the bartender asked me, her smile friendly. She was tall and curvy with dark skin and two full sleeves of tattoos. Enough of the ink depicted the forest and moon to tell me she was a werewolf. Female werewolves were rare, for some strange biological reason. Most of them were made through mating, when the male werewolf bit his human mate and she became like him. Except in my case. I was made in a lab, or my wolf was, at least. Most supernaturals would call me a blood wolf, both vampire and wolf. It was a shitty gig. I definitely wouldn't recommend it. The people that didn't go with blood wolf stuck with blood donor or lure. Of course, neither of those titles were entirely untrue. They just didn't tell the full story. Vampires created blood wolves to be their personal blood bags. Thanks to our wolves, we didn't require much outside blood to survive and could regenerate our own rapidly. Our blood smelled incredible to vampires, functioning as a lure to let them know we were the ideal food source. Our blood tasted great too, from what we'd heard, and suffered. It was illegal to make us because of the horrors of the transformation process. Tori and I existed, so some vampires clearly took the risk. We had a third friend too, Sienna, but she had been too afraid to leave when we did. "I'm good, thanks though," I said, giving the bartender a small smile. When she stepped away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?